The light shines in the darkness. How many of you have ever been somewhere when it was just totally pitch black dark? You couldn't see a twinkle of nothing. What happens when light comes into that? For a moment, it kind of is bright. But what happens in just a little bit? It destroys the darkness. It overcomes it. Darkness cannot destroy us, it tells us in God's Word. We gather here on Christmas Day to bear witness, once again, to a simple truth. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When God's people have tried to get their minds wrapped around what the glory and greatness of God is like, they have been drawn again and again to the image of light. Light of the world, you step down in the darkness. I mean, there's all kinds of songs. There's the Psalms in the Bible. Everything talks about light. Light coming in, separating the day and the night. The Lord even did that, God did in the beginning when He made day and night. You see, in creation, He separated that darkness from the light, creating the greater light, sun, to be there of a day, and the lesser light, the moon, to be at night. God stopped Moses in his tracks in the form of a burning bush, the light that was within. Jesus was the light coming into the world. The future vision at the end of the story is of a city that is so bright that there is no moon or sun to shine upon it. For the glory of God will be its light, and its lamp will be the Lamb of God. You see, when you and I bear witness to the truth about ourselves, about our world, we try to describe what it means to live honestly and not falsely, hopefully and not in despair, faithfully and not superficially. And we could do much more. We could do much worse than just a simple phrase of John the Evangelist that we hear in chapter 1, verse 5, when he says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." The light shines in the darkness. In this one verse, a universe of meaning is contained. First, there is darkness. Christians acknowledge that there is darkness in our world. There's darkness all around us. We see it, we hear it, we experience it. Renowned author and novelist William Stryon has written several books about other people's lives. Confessions of Nat Turner, which told the story of the darkness of the racial struggle in America. He writes in Sophie's Choice, which narrated the horror of the Holocaust and the decision that a person should never have to make. Later on in his life, he wrote a memoir, and he titled it Darkness Visible, which turned out to be about his own struggle with depression, the darkness that was in his own life, and how he struggled with that. In Stryon's life and art, we see the truth that there is darkness, and the darkness is both out there and in here. It's out there in the world, it's in this place, it's also within us. Sometimes we project the darkness onto others. Have you ever projected darkness on someone? We probably have. With a word, with a glance, with a look, with a notion, with a huh, with a roll of the eyes, with I just can't believe. We've probably done that. Have we projected darkness onto that group, that particular race of people, that particular political party, that nation? We've had a little bit of that lately, haven't we? But the darkness is within us. And that is why we make the connection. Sometimes we deny the darkness within us. The power of William Stryon's art across his lifetime was his willingness to see the darkness, not only in the world, but also in himself. But let me tell you something today. Even though we live in a world of darkness, the Bible deals with darkness. Why do you hide your face? The psalmist tells us in Psalm 44:24. The psalmist asks God, why do you hide your face? Elijah is in a cave crying, "Woe unto me." Jesus is in the garden and he asks, "Where are you, God? Why have you forsaken me?" Then Jesus in 3 days in the tomb, that was a darkness. The descending into hell for our sakes was a darkness. Paul is struck blind on the road to Damascus. Darkness. More than one person has noted that our culture wants to live not only in denial of death, but also in denial of darkness. People say, "Oh, we don't have any bad things. It's all good. It's all good." Some years ago, I was able to look at an aerial photo of the United States at night. It was fairly bright, especially east of the Mississippi and along the coastline. Across the country, there were very few patches of darkness. There is light out there. It's breaking through. You see, this could be an analogy for our spiritual lives. We are sometimes in denial about the darkness that is visible, the fighting within, the fears without, the demons that arrive at noonday, and the sufferings that dehumanize so many across our world. Let us make the confession that there is darkness. But guess what? As children of God, as people who believe, there's more. It doesn't end in darkness. It says all she's talking about is death and doom and gloom this morning. It's dark. But guess what? For the Scripture says the light shines in the darkness. Our spiritual rebirth happens when we turn down all the artificial lights that distract us. The things around us. To enter into the darkness so we can see the true light that is coming into the world. Sometimes we have to slow down and stop and be quiet and sometimes maybe sit in the dark to see what the light really has for us. Our Jewish friends are very good at this, using as little electricity as possible on Sabbath so that the candles make the light visible. And at Hanukkah, insisting that the light chases away the darkness. The more that you and I live in darkness, the greater our need for the light. The greater our need for God's light. You see, the light shines in the darkness. So far, these are truths that are fairly evident to most people. There are. And if they are observant and attentive, you'll notice that. But yes, the light does shine in the darkness. There is darkness and there is light. But you see, the world has not been overtaken quite yet. A secular radio announcer notes in passing to no one in particular that the holidays bring out the worst and the best in people. And I'm sure that we can all attest to that. It brings out the worst and the best. We've seen that. That can be said without any kind of conviction or belief. Yes, that's just kind of a statement. But the Scripture, however, takes it one step further, a step into our faith. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is the promise of Christmas faith. This is the promise of that Christ child born and laid in a manger. This is the promise of our Christmas faith. The darkness has not overcome it. Light is stronger than darkness. That babe born in Bethlehem is the light of the world. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light. It's shining for you. Come to the light. And it says, "Once I was lost, but now I'm finding what? The light of the world is Jesus." I'm reminded of people whom I've had the pleasure of ministering to and with over my years. Those who have suffered from various forms of diseases. Many who make and made a sacrifice each week to be a part of a service. Yet they were suffering from extreme pain. Always when leaving them, whether at home or at church, I hear these words. "We thank God for every day that He has given us. God is good. God is gracious. Oh God, He has been so good to me. I can't complain. And most of the time, these are people who are sitting at home, who can't get out, people who sometimes are in a nursing home, people who sometimes are sitting there, and they say, but you know, I can't complain because God has been so good to me. For you and I today, let us not be silent about the darkness. It's real. Let us pay more attention, though, to the light. Let us pay attention to the light. Did you notice in just a little, what happened? The sun got brighter, didn't it? Thank you, God. That's a present. But let us believe deeply in the promise of our faith. When we light the candle at Christmas, it represents the hope of a world, a Savior who is Christ our Lord. Even for those of us who have held candles in our hands before, we did that last night, it's always new, it's always different, it's always a new beginning. Even for those of us who could recite the Christmas scripture from memory out of Luke's gospel that we read last night, and some have read, good news is always a needed word, an honest word, a hope-filled world. You see, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word this day, for bringing your word into our world. We ask, Lord, your continued blessings. We know now, Lord, as we come to this time, as we come to celebrate once again, all day long and every day, light of the world, you step down into darkness. You've come into our world to give us and to make us whole and complete. Lord, yes, we know there is darkness all around us, but Lord, it doesn't overcome. It doesn't take away that light. We ask, Lord, this day that you allow us to continue to know what it is to be the light of the world. Amen. Our hymn this morning.